The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jordan, you understand how this year's game is played?
I sure do, Mr. Hill.
Fantastic. Today, you have a choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do interior decorating.
We go to the fine bed bug bitten state of Michigan, where a woman pleaded guilty to trying to smuggle something into jail via her vagina. Now, before its discovery, one 48-year-old Monique Meg Chianti, she was arrested last month for trespassing at a CVS pharmacy. Now, appearing in court, she copped to a felony contraband count that carries a maximum of 5 years in prison. In return for her guilty plea, prosecutors agreed to drop several other charges. Now, following her arrest, she was handcuffed, checked for weapons, and put into a squad car. And according to the cops, they say during this time, Meg Chianti advised that she was not able to get into the vehicle. So after some convincing, she was able to slowly maneuver herself into the back seat. Now, the defendant's limited range of motion was apparently caused by the contraband inside of her body. Now, while she was being booked into jail, one corrections officer, one Melissa Mansevich, she conducted a final check of her body and discovered that the inmate had concealed a little something in the prison wallet. So the question is, what did she have hidden in her intimates? Was it a gun? Was it heroin plus needles? Was it a bottle of wine? Or was it $1,000 in cash? So we have a gun, heroin and needles, a bottle of wine, or $1,000 in cash?
I'm going to say heroin with needles.
Jordan, I'm going to join you.
Thrill, I think you know where I'm going on this one. I'm kind of hoping for it every time.
A gun.
Gun.
I know.
Gun. Okay. What was she trying to smuggle there? A gun, heroin and needles, a bottle of wine, or $1,000 in cash? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Categories: interior decorating on Profile. Let's get a Michigan woman who had something in her caboodle there, trying to smuggle it when she was being booked into a prison. Question is, what was she trying to smuggle into the front side there? A gun, heroin with needles, a bottle of wine, or $1,000 in cash?
And Jordan, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with the pre-disappointed the Ted Smith.
Ow!
It went with a gun. I'm afraid it wasn't a gun.
Damn it.
Now, Jordan, you said heroin and needles. Miles Montgomery agreed with you. Said, man, heroin and needles.
See, that's why I thought she got into the car so gingerly, because of the needles.
Because of needles. That's why I put those one of the options. No. The reason she got into the car gingerly is because she had a 12-inch, 2.5-pound bottle of Cupcake Vineyards Pinot Grigio wine.
Wow. People really like that cupcake wine.
I've never heard of it until today.
Oh, really?
Oh, swear to God, yeah.
So is that like a Magnum?
I mean, so 12 inches, you got a foot, and then 2.5 pounds, and she fit it into her wahin, but it does explain why it's so difficult for her.
I think you need to know this before you go out with someone. Like, what can you physically get in there? Yeah. If not, man, I'm like, this just...
Can you fit this bottle of wine in
there? This is pointless.
Yeah.
The whole thing is pointless.
I will do nothing for you.
And on my end, is it a corn dog or a mini corn dog? I'll be honest.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Or you got Ted Smith. Oh.
Smooth.
Smooth. Or Ted Smith.
Yes, is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right with the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Happens to the best of us, Ted.
Yeah. A man from Louisiana is a hero after rescuing three people caught in a dangerous rip current. Or as they call it in Louisiana, a Cajun current. Cajun current.
Smith?
Smith! Everything down there is just Cajun.
Cajun, that's right.
Yeah. You ever had that alligator hot dog? There's a Louisiana stand in front of Westlake Center.
All right.
But same thing. Every time I walk by, the alligator sausage is delicious. My buddy's like, don't do it. I'm like, what do you mean now? We have a Cajun dog now.
Yeah, you wouldn't do the Cajun dog.
Don't do it.
Right? He just knows. I'm going to do the accent. Elon Musk lost his trillionaire status over the weekend. And now he's just like the rest of us.
Seth?
Fallon.
I read that Elon Musk lost his trillionaire status over the week. And now he's just like the rest of us.
We're all in it together, Elon. The U.S. plays Turkey in the World Cup. And since the U.S. has already advanced to the next round and Turkey was already eliminated, the outcome of this game doesn't matter. It's meaningless for both teams, which explains a sign for some of the fans. One saying, who is this for? And another one saying, if I wanted to see expired turkey, I would go to Subway.
Fallon.
That's actually Fallon.
Well, listen to this. I read that due to extreme heat, France just outlawed drinking in public. Now French people will only be allowed to drink in bars, restaurants, and middle schools.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
That was Fallon.
Mm-hmm. So it's all right. The stays the same. All right, obviously with July 4th coming up, everybody knows it's America's 250th, birthday.
Have you bought a card?
You know, I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Who should I give it to?
America.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not...
Give it to yourself.
I feel like you go to Lady Liberty and say, like, all right, you're here. You've been holding up that...
Hey, I'll give it to a couple of the vets I know.
There you go.
Here's a card. Thanks for your... Well, I'm thinking of two guys, but they're Marines. I could get them a card in November on the 10th.
Get them a drink.
Yeah, give them a drink. Better than a card.
Get them a couple espresso martinis.
Oh, look at you big spending.
They can put their pinky up.
But there's a new kind of, I don't want to say a docuseries. I guess it is a documentary series on Netflix called The American Experiment.
All right.
So I started watching it last night. I watched episode one, kind of ramping up between the World Cup and stuff, trying to get fired up for the big birthday coming up. And it's funny, like, look, I'm a history nerd. But this show is really good. Now, it is, it's produced by Tom Hanks, somebody else.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. Yeah,
me too.
But I will say, because nowadays everybody has thoughts on anybody, right? Don't worry. Like, it's Tom Hanks, like, Obama's in there, but so is, like, I think, not Vance. There's other Republicans in it, too. So there's people from both sides.
Well, that's what the country is. Everyone should be there.
Correct, right? But it's just interesting some of the stuff you see that I kind of forgot about, right? Like they do a good thing about, like, with George Washington. Like, I kind of forgot that he was kind of in the British Army.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's where his military acuity came from.
Correct.
It's not like this, hey, man, you want to be general? Okay, right? I mean, he had some training.
Right, and they just wouldn't make him an officer because he's basically... They just thought of us in the colonies as just pathetic, like...
The British... Come on.
Yeah, right? Just like these poor, kind of dumb folk.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He gets in there, he fights for them, but then they're like, we're not going to make you an officer. And he's like, all right, like, I'm just kind of done.
That's a quote, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I just...
Wilbur.
I just respect
George Washington. All right.
And then the other thing I would remind people, too, is that before you get... to the 1770s, you know what I mean? Like, each state was super independent,
mm-hmm.
right? And look, I get it today, right? A lot of states are that way. You know, like, I know people in Portland are always going to make fun of Seattle, but at the end of the day, we're a lot like Oregon, right? Just the same kind of stuff. But everybody's very distinct. So you can imagine people in Massachusetts are like, we are not Pennsylvania, and we are not Philadelphia, right? And a lot of people would come over for different reasons. You know, you got the Carolinas and everything.
Yep.
So you have the 13 original colonies. And then they just walk you through, like, basically how all these steps go and this and that. You get to the Boston Massacre, right? Which this will shock people. It's a lot to do with taxation.
Yeah, don't say.
Yeah.
Well, Tea Party, I mean, it's a...
The Tea Party, everything, and then...
It's a recurring theme throughout human history.
Right. The other thing is, too, is frankly, by the time you get to the point that they've put these British soldiers in Boston Common, people are pissed, right? And it's like, you got to be careful, right? Because when you put soldiers on what you deem is your land and they're from the federal government, right? And I'm not talking about police officers or anything else. Like, people get really pissy, right? And they're like, what are they doing here? They're supposed to be fighting other wars. So there's already all that tension and everything. And then, you know, when they finally get together, they hear they're building that militia. And you kind of, I forgot. Like, that's why it's called the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
And to this day, nobody will say who fired first. The British or the...
It's like Han Solo and Greedo.
Yeah.
I know that's where you're going with this. I'm just cutting you to the quick.
It's just wild. Like, none of them that day, like, you know what I mean? Obviously, the British would be like, it wasn't us.
Of course.
If you're fighting for the revolution side, you're going to be like, well, that wasn't us either. And then even how when they really get into the war, just the way they start the fort and everything else, it just, if, look, I don't know. Not everybody likes history. If you're interested at all, though, even if you already are like me and think you know a lot of the stuff, like, watch this show. And that's only episode one. I want to say it's a five-part series. Like, I'm very much looking into getting into it. Probably not tonight. It's going to watch USA play soccer. But just really, really good job. And it's one of those ones where, like, the timeline.
What's on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Okay.
The American Experiment. But it is, I mean, just awesome. Even some of the little details, I was just like, damn, I forgot about that. It also really makes you hate the British.
I'm over it at this point, but I understand your point. There's so much weird stuff throughout just U.S. history. I mean, like, because you were saying one thing that, you know, the Brits looked at the U.S. back then like, oh, these idiots. But that didn't really change until World War II.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of peoples, we had a lot of bodies that you could throw in to fight the machine, but we were still perceived as a very country bumpkin country. Once we took out Germany and took a lot of their science and started developing rockets, then people took us seriously. I mean, think about it. That's only been like in the last 80 years or whatever the hell it is. Like, we were definitely considered like podunk.
Well, we had the industrial revolution, but other countries had that technology.
They had that going on, though. Yeah. We streamlined things as far as, you know, the 8-day work day and stuff like that. Like, we streamlined stuff that was there, but we weren't doing anything ahead of the time until we got all that German tech, basically, when we went in there. And that's kind of what put us on the international map where people cared.
You know who else helped with, like, arguably, and granted, America really starts it, but, like, labor unions and having a weekend off is Guinness.
Really?
I thought it was Ford.
He gets credit here.
He invents it as we know it today. But just the idea of having a day off back in the day in Ireland was insane, right? The British, but there's all this stuff going on, and there's two brothers, and the one brother's like, I got a wild idea. And he's like, why don't we actually give him a day off? And like this and that. So even though we're still kind of aligned with the British, but we're Catholic and Irish, like, they'll like us better.
Oh, for sure.
So you're right. Henry Ford is much more of the assembly line and like, you work 5 days, you get 2 days off. But yeah, I watched this whole show on the Guinness family, and I was like, holy crap.
They're probably drunk when they came up with it. I can't wait here.
I'm sure they drank at work.
Look, some of the ideas aren't bad, right? I mean, they had already been taxing the colonies, right? And they're just like, we're not going to pay these taxes without representation.
We only save that for our nation's capital.
Correct. So when the tax on the tea shows up, and to the British credit, King George, it was pretty ingenious. They were like... Because you were getting, like, tea from other places in the Americas.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, we have the Indian... East India Company. We'll ship it all in. It'll be super cheap. And it was. And everybody was loving it. But then you get, like, the Adams, you know, what's it, Sam Adams? Mm-hmm. Is he the first one? I always forget. No, John Adams. Right? And he's kind of like, yeah. Stop drinking the tea, though. I know it's cheap and we love it. And it was like a luxury. It was addicting because of the caffeine. He's like, but they're putting a tax on the goddamn tea. And that was like the final straw, but kind of like
that's what happens when you educate people.
And right? that's what the Guinness system was, right? They didn't really give the employees exactly what they wanted and separate from the British. They were just like, let's give them a day off. You know, sometimes you can give somebody a concession to get more.
Well, it's like you said, the concessions in Atlanta. At the correct. State, we make more money because we charge less, but more people are willing to spend.
Right.
When you give someone a consent, when you do something good for someone, they'll work harder for you. It's real basic, right?
And they're loyal.
They are. Right. And that's just the thing. I mean, there was something else. And I want to say it was Hillary Clinton was even like, man, if the British had just done this or that, like, who knows? We might still be British.
Mess with people's money, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. And you know, like you said, D.C.'s, you know, a territory that still has that. But, like, people want representation, especially if you're taking their money.
If you're going to take the money. Look, man, that's why bribes happen.
Yeah.
Right? You pay to play. I mean, Christ, all the lobbyists with Congress are like, that's pretty much how it works, guys, right? Like, we're not going to mince words here, but it's like, yeah, obviously contribute to their fund. I can't just write you a check, but put it towards your quote-unquote fund, and then they listen to you.
Now they got paid a pardon. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, right? That's you can get arrested and put your ass in jail, all right? Because obviously you're a danger to yourself, you're a danger to society. However, you give us $5,000, we'll let you out. I'm like, okay, so you're not a danger. It's a money grab. And yeah. It's fine. It's just how the system works. But it's like, let's not fool anybody. If you take people's money, they expect something in return. I've never gone to a store, handed the cashier money, and walked out with nothing.
I mean, shout out to T, Mr. Shfaley. When I was in high school, I mean, we were talking about bail, and he just explained it that way. He's like, it's totally a cash grab. And he would just use examples of, like, he's like, we live in D.C. next to I-95. He's like, a lot of drugs come up here. He goes, you arrest a drug dealer in a fancy car with all that money. You know what I mean? He's like, you could put him in jail. You set a bond at $100,000. The state of Maryland knows they're getting that money. Yes. You also know you are never seeing that guy again.
Right.
You know what
take
I mean?
The money, of course.
So even back then, he was like, it's clearly about that. All right, let's see. Let's talk a little soccer. Tonight, we are playing Turkey or Turkey A.
Is that how we're supposed to say it?
I guess.
Like, I've seen a new spelling, but I've never heard anyone say it until today. And I'm like, it could be Turkey A, and maybe that is what they want. But in my mind, it just sounds like Turkey in Canada. Yeah, blame Turkey A.
I mean, it's spelt different. And then, you know, Marshall.
Is it LA match or Vancouver?
They're back in LA.
Okay.
And then, what was I going to say? Marshawn kept saying it all weekend. I was like, I'd had a couple beverages. I'm like,
was
God
he saying
damn.
Turkey A?
Yeah.
Turkey A.
I'm not saying Turkey A, man.
You're the one who puts the accents on all your words. Why would you be offended by that?
Because you can't say anything that's foreign without taking that accent.
Honestly, it was just an old guy moment. Like, God, I got to call them Turkey A. When I was a kid, it was Turkey.
Macaroon.
You're right. I'll call it Turkey A. It just feels weird.
It does. Yeah, because it came out of nowhere. It'd be like if you came in one day and said, guys, look, I'm in love with you, man. My name is pronounced Teed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they've always been calling it Turkey A.
Have they?
I don't
know. I don't know.
I'm going to serve that up for Thanksgiving.
Here's some Turkey A.
Turkey A, anyone?
Do it.
It's not dry, it's not moist.
So we are playing them tonight. Again, it just, with all the new teams and the way they've changed up FIFA the way they do the World Cup. Like, this one just absolutely does not matter. Turkey A can't advance. We've already won the group. We already know we're playing Bosnia-Herzegovina on next Wednesday the 1st.
All right.
So, I'm still going to watch it. I would like to see the USA. I mean, shout out to the Mexicans. Mexico did it last night. They won all three games in the group stage. So, Pulisic, you want to get him healthier? Maybe play him for a half. The guys on the yellow cards, obviously you're not going to see them. Nope. There's no point in that. But also, we have a decently deep roster for a change. Like, get some other guys involved and get them going, and then it should be a good warm-up for once we get to the knockout round. There's no draws. It's winner, yep. Winner, go home. Yep. So, you know, and that's what Americans like to watch anyhow.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Lucky divers in Italy find $500,000 in hash hidden in a cave at sea.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a St. Louis firefighter who pooped in a box in an airport enters a guilty plea. Dollar General employee is shot over hamburger buns. Getting slapped over stale bread, that's definitely no fun. And today's rescued animal is a baby deer stuck in a levee. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
I was wrong, Ted. I'm going 1-2-1 today. I screwed it up. I totally fouled it up. Okay. It has been a day, gentlemen. Goodness gracious. All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where the local eateries can cause permanent damage. An 84-year-old man found himself in just such a state after taking a tumble outside of a local Waffle House. He fell face first onto the hard ground and messed himself bad enough to claim permanent damage, but he claims it was all because
The window ad for their limited edition strawberry shortcake waffle distracted him while walking inside.
Mm-mm-mm. It does sound good.
His argument was, look, he says the curb is too high. Maybe not. But his argument was that, well, they're being negligent because they put the ads in the window. And obviously, if I'm walking into your restaurant, you don't need to entice me. I'm like, but that blows up your entire argument that they don't need the ad because by your own admission, you were distracted by it.
Right. Yeah, he said that the curb was too high, there was no paint to distinguish it from the curb, and it claims that it would be, quote, disingenuous for Waffle House to suggest that the man should have been watching where he was going when it was Waffle House who distracted his attention away from where he was walking.
Because you were looking at the ads that you said they don't need to have.
Right. Here's the thing. You're 84.
And
what
back.
Permanent damage are you getting? Everything you do is permanent damage.
It's temporary.
Yeah. I mean, I can see if a nice looking woman walk by. I could walk into a pole.
Could you sue her?
Something like that. Yeah. Exactly.
Just at 84. What damage are we doing that you're going to have to live with for the rest of your days? All of it.
Well, at 84, I'm sure he broke a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just because you were staring at a doggone ad, you at 84 years old can't figure out that, you know what, if you're going to sit there and look at an ad, maybe stop and just take a gander. You know he was staring at the doggone picture. Yeah. Not like he was reading it.
Well, think about all the people who fall just because they won't look up from their phone while walking.
I mean,
they can't sue Verizon.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's 84. Like, at that point, sometimes it's almost dealing a little bit with, like, a child.
Yeah, so, okay, buddy.
They talk about people being too adult for certain things. At the age of 84, aren't you too old to be filing lawsuits against frivolous lawsuits because you tripped?
All right, now that I'll agree with.
Maybe. There's a lot of evidence to suggest the contrary.
Yeah, I know. And I know I'm taking a harsh stance here, but doggone it,
man. Well, no, my thing is, like, you already killed your own argument. They shouldn't have them there because, obviously, if I'm walking into your place, I already know what's on the menu. You don't have to advertise. I'm like, right, but at the same time, you said you were distracted by the thing that doesn't make any sense.
It'll be thrown out.
And why are you attacking a place that you clearly like? If you like Waffle House, you're going in. He was on his way in.
But that was
probably
his point.
Probably to go try these new doggone strawberry shortcake waffles. It's like, what? Don't sue him. Just go get some waffles. Tell them about it. I don't know. I'm getting too fired up over this. In other news, still in Florida. For more fast food fun, officers were called to a local subway location on reports of an assault. It seems that a man in his 40s reached out and slapped a teenage employee across the face following a brief altercation. The story goes that the man ordered his sandwich but became visibly upset at the hardness of the bread used for his sandwich. He claims that the teenage employee laughed when confronted about the staleness, which led to the assault. Police were called, and our man was fined $860 in order to perform 20 hours of community service.
I just didn't know. Well,
just make him work at the subway for 20 hours.
But what is it? The teenager laughed at him and he smacked him?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Again, you're at a Safeway. You're at a subway.
Subway. Come on, man. They don't get paid enough to care.
Yeah.
No, they really don't.
Don't slap an artist.
And I think it was more... I think it was more about the laughing at him than it was about anything.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get
sure.
That would piss me off too, but like just, you just can't do that.
Like Steve, you talked about your kid, how he had the nervous laugh when he was
in under trouble,
arrest, when he was in trouble. When you're angry at somebody and they're laughing at you, that elicits a very visceral response.
It does, like, but you know what I didn't do? I didn't touch my kid. Like, right. I'm irritated, but you keep it
you're
in
missing
check.
Out, man.
Yeah, that's all.
But not to be outdone, we go to Georgia for an awful story. Police were called to a local Dollar General after it was reported the man walked in to buy hamburger buns. He arrived at the checkout stand, ringing up a total of $1.58 for the buns, which he handed the cashier two crumpled up dollar bills. Now, while the cashier was unfolding them, the man suddenly pulled a gun and shot the cashier, who was later pronounced dead at the scene.
What are we doing?
The man fled. The man was fled and was later involved in another shooting between him and police, which he did not make it out of that particular incident, and an officer was hit during the incident, but is expected to recover over $2 hamburger buns.
No, $1.58. That's where we are. Yeah. Come on, man.
Right. Obviously, this is a super serious story, but honestly, having worked a till, any person that throws a couple of crumpled up bills, I don't care what size it is at you, is generally,
oh yeah,
kind of that person.
not a nice individual.
Correct.
Now, and I poured over this, you know, is it, what's the situation here? And I can't find it. I just
there isn't one.
It. No. You shot somebody over a buck. I don't even know if it was over a buck 58. You shot somebody because you were having a bad day, whatever it was.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Friggin' A, dude. Friggin' A. But just in case those stories left the bad taste.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Today's animal rescue operation takes place in Minnesota, where authorities got a call about a young deer in distress. The Department of Natural Resources personnel and public works employees arrived on the scene and located the fawn that had gotten itself stuck in a levee, unable to navigate up and out due to the slippery slopes. They carefully extracted the animal and released it back into the woods where the mother had been spotted earlier.
All right.
Friggin' deer.
How do they know it's the mother? I mean, look.
I know.
I'm just saying, for me, all deer kind of look alike. Oh, there's his mom. Like, are you sure? Nope.
That's her.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's head over to Channel 2 for some men's room sports. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, there's more World Cup coverage over on Fox and FS1 and some baseball on MLB Network. The Mariners had the rubber match against the Pirates earlier this morning. They'll hit the road for Cleveland for a weekend series starting tomorrow afternoon. Yet again, all over on Mariners TV. As far as your weather, the clouds continue tonight with some occasional showers that'll bleed into tomorrow. That should clear up a little bit into the afternoon, leading to a little sunshine and a high right around 67. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Well, welcome Friday in with a Seattle World Cup inspired bad choice Friday, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
The return of Ted versus the FCC on the way. Lovely Jolene's up in second.
Kevin Harvick.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Kevin Harvick on the program as well.
It's all thank true. You. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.